Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease. Plus, it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus Chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go!
With Erleada, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erleada is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erleada may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erleada can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erleada is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erleada.com. CP43-9267-V1.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Jake Crumpler.
What's up, fellow fantasy managers? Welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. My name is Jake Crumpler, and it's the weekend. As always, I'll be taking over for Bubba as the host of this weekend edition of the podcast. You can follow me at Jake Crumpler on Twitter, and you can find all of my work at CrumplerBaseball.com. Let's dive into everything baseball related from Saturday, May 18th. We'll start it off, as always, with the transactions, injuries, news, and notes from around the league. We had no IL play. So it was a good day in baseball on that front. In terms of transactions, starting pitcher Grayson Rodriguez was activated from the 15-day IL. Rodriguez returned to the mound for the first time since April after missing nearly 3 weeks with shoulder inflammation. He faced the Mariners in his return and he didn't miss a beat, tossing six scoreless innings, allowing just one hit with a 7-3 strikeout-to-walk ratio. Greg Rod should be activated in every fantasy league. Outfielder Byron Buxton was officially activated from the 10-day IL. Buxton missed 2 weeks with right knee inflammation, but returned to the lineup on Saturday, batting fifth and manning center field. Austin Martin was optioned to the minors in a corresponding move after posting an 87 WRC plus in his first taste of the majors. In terms of news, starting pitcher Garrett Cole threw a bullpen session today and could progress to facing live hitters next week. Cole is still scheduled for a return sometime in June. Closing pitcher Evan Phillips also threw a bullpen session today, but is still a week or so away from returning. Daniel Hudson and Blake Treinen should continue to see increased usage in high leverage situations. Starting pitcher Bobby Miller also threw off a mound today and could pitch in a simulated game soon before heading out on a rehab assignment. and starting pitcher Joe Musgrove is expected to be activated from the 15-day IL to start in Atlanta today. Musgrove will miss the minimum amount of IL time with elbow inflammation. However, his return will not be kind against a dangerous Braves lineup, and he struggled to a 6.37 ERA this year. I think I'd avoid starting Musgrove in this clear still ill start. Shortstop Dansby Swanson is also expected to be activated from the 10-day IL on Tuesday. Swanson will reclaim the shortstop role once he's back after missing a couple of weeks with knee soreness. And lastly, starting pitcher Blake Snell made a final rehab start on Friday, setting him up to start Wednesday or Thursday in Pittsburgh. Snell dominated in two rehab starts, combining for 9 hitless innings with 17 strikeouts. That gives me the confidence to start him in his return. Now we can take a look at the notable performances from Saturday, a day in which we had just 14 games as the matchup between the Padres and the Braves was postponed due to rain and will be made up on Monday. We'll start it off with our hitters, leading off with Luis Matos versus the Rockies as he helped the Giants to a win, going 3-for-5 with 2 runs, a home run, a double, and 6 runs batted in. He's up to 2 home runs on the season now, and this one traveled 409 feet at 104.3 miles per hour. Matos is making the most of his opportunity in center field with Jung-Hoo Lee out for the season. The 22-year-old outfielder played in 76 games last year, but failed to impress with weak batted ball metrics and a paltry 87 WRC+. Flash forward to spring training, where Matos had retooled his swing during the offseason and batted 302 with 4 homers. Matos didn't wow at AAA to start the year, but maintained his new power stroke and showed improved plate discipline. He's upped his game since being called up from the minors last week, batting 385 and becoming the first player since 1920 to drive in 5 runners that weren't himself in consecutive games. Matos is also yet to strike out in 26 plate appearances. Is this sustainable? No, but Matos has always flashed potential and will get every opportunity to light a fire in a despondent Giants lineup. I say give him a shot in 12-teamers. Joe Adell did all he could, but the Angels lost in Texas. Adell went 1-for-3 with a run, a home run, an RBI, 2 walks, and a steal to complete the combo meal. He's up to 8 home runs and 8 steals on the season now. His home run traveled 384 feet with a 101.7 mile per hour exit velocity. And I'm convinced this is Adell's breakout season. He's already tied his career high in home runs and has doubled his career high for steals. And most importantly, Adell isn't threatening to strike out every time he comes up to the plate, having cut his strikeout rate down to 24%. The most convincing factor of Adell's 2024 success is his impressive Statcast metrics. His 14% barrel rate places him inside the top 20 in MLB, and his expected metrics suggest he's severely underperforming despite sporting an 848 OPS already. Adell needs to be rostered everywhere, and the only thing holding him back is Ron Washington batting him 7th. And lastly, we've got Wensiel Perez in Arizona as he helped the Tigers to a win, going 2-for-4 with a run, 2 triples, and 4 runs batted in. And I don't really know what to make of Perez. He wasn't a highly regarded prospect with a 40 overall grade as the 20th ranked Tigers prospect according to MLB Pipeline. Perez displayed speed and a patient approach at the plate, but didn't display much power and historically struggled against southpaws as a switch hitter in the minors. However, since joining the Tigers in early April, all he's done is hit. Perez is batting an even 300 with a trio of homers and steals, earning him a promotion to the 3 spot in the lineup, though it all feels like a mirage as he has poor batted ball metrics and is sporting an inflated BABIP. I think Perez can be rostered in 15-teamers because of his spot in the lineup, but he won't have much of an impact in standard leagues. But if you'd like a breakdown of other notable hitting performances, make sure to check out the Daily Batters Box article over on pitcherlist.com. And now we'll head to the rotation and check out the notable starting pitching performances, opening with Luis Gil versus the White Sox as he earned the win, tossing 6 innings, allowing just 5 hits and 1 earned run. He walked 1 batter while striking out 14. He induced 22 whiffs with a 41% CSW across 98 pitches, and Gil earned the golden goal by leading baseball in whiffs and CSW on Saturday. He took full advantage of the weak White Sox lineup, overwhelming them with his 97 mile per hour heater, which induced 12 whiffs and went for 45% CSW. Meanwhile, he had great control arm side with his changeup and glove side with his slider. The secondaries combined for 10 whiffs and clocked in north of 35% CSW. This was Heal at his peak, and it was absolutely glorious. We won't see this every time, as Heal doesn't have consistent command, but when he's able to locate all three of his pitches, he cannot be touched. His 14 strikeouts on Saturday set a Yankees rookie record for a single start, and Heal has now allowed just 2 runs across his last 24 and a third innings pitched, and takes on the Mariners in his next outing, which is a very, very clear start. Bailey Falter pitched well on the north side of Chicago, but he took a no decision as the Pirates lost. He tossed 7 2/3 scoreless innings, allowing just 3 hits and 2 walks, but he struck out just 2 with 6 whiffs and 23% CSW across 83 pitches. Falter found fortunate luck on balls in play while pitching into the 8th inning. The low whiff totals tell the story here, as he got away with a lot of mistakes. But Falter is actually somewhat interesting, despite what my assessment of his best start of the season says. PLV loves both of his fastballs because of Falter's elite extension. However, he doesn't have a secondary pitch to pair them with. Falter's curve steals the occasional strike, but his slider isn't the whiff pitch he desperately needs. I'm not confident he can put it together with the Pirates, and I'm all aboard the Rays trade train. Avoid Falter in his next start against the mighty Braves. And lastly, we have Logan Allen versus the Twins, as he earned the win tossing 6 shutout innings, allowing just 5 hits and a walk while striking out 7. He induced 12 whiffs with a 35% CSW across 89 pitches, and Allen came through as our streamer of the day by locating everything down and arm side. It worked, as his four-seamer went for 34% CSW and his changeup earned 4 whiffs. His cutter and sweeper chipped in as well, combining for 5 whiffs. And this is what peak Allen looks like, and he's now turned in consecutive outings of 6 shutout frames after serving up a 7-run clunker a couple of weeks ago. The undercutting fantasy factor of Allen's success is that he's just a Toby and can only be relied upon in streams against lowly offenses. Allen heads to Anaheim for his next outing, and while he's on a roll with his great command and against a weakened lineup, I think we can roll with him a second time there. But if you'd like a breakdown of every single start from Saturday, give the Plus Pitch podcast a listen and check out Nick's daily starting pitcher roundup over on pitcherlist.com. And now we'll head to the bullpen and check out the relievers that got saves and the closers that pitched outside of save situations or blew their saves, starting with the former James MacArthur recorded his 11th save of the season with a scoreless 9th. Garrett Clevenger notched his 3rd save of the season with Pete Fairbanks resting after heavy usage earlier in the week. Andrés Muñoz worked around a solo home run to secure his 8th save of the year. And lastly, Trevor McGill struck out the side en route to his 6th save, and I have a feeling he's going to give the Brewers a tough decision when Devin Williams returns in the summer. In terms of closers to pitch outside of save situations or blow their saves, Edwin Diaz was handed the 9th with a 4-run lead after blowing saves in each of his last 2 appearances, and then Diaz proceeded to blow the lead, culminating in a game-tying 3-run home run from Josh Bell, and that's now 7 earned runs across his last 2 1/3 innings pitched, so it might be time to try someone else in the 9th for a while for the Mets. Tanner Scott benefited from Diaz's meltdown as he recorded the win after pitching a perfect 10th. David Bednar pitched the 9th in a tie game but surrendered a walk-off single to Christopher Morel as his rough start to the season continues, and that allowed Hector Neris to go home with a win after pitching a perfect top of the 9th. It was a rough night for Kyle Finnegan after the Nationals took the lead in the top of the 9th. Finnegan served up a game-tying home run to Cody Clemens, the son of Roger Clemens. The team decided to let him redeem himself in the 10th, but he wound up on the losing end of things when Bryce Harper hit a walk-off sac fly. Carlos Estevez pitched the 10th and 11th innings of a game the Angels would go on to lose in 13 innings. He didn't allow a run, escaping 2 bouts with the zombie runner, and Kirby Yates pitched a hitless 9th in the other side of that game, with David Robertson going bar for bar with Estevez in the 10th and 11th. But if you'd like a breakdown of notable relief pitching performances from Saturday, check out the daily reliever ranks article over on pitcherlist.com. And before we look forward to today's games, we're going to take a quick break.
Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, efoxaconazole, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease, plus it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go!
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. ERLEADA may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. ERLEADA can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if ERLEADA is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit ERLEADA.com. CP439267V1.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Head to White Castle for 12 crispy, all-white meat chicken rings for just $3.99. For a limited time, choose from Classic, Hidden Valley Ranch, or our new Smoky Barbecue flavor. And take home 12 chicken rings for just $3.99. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Ah, the sweet sound of sports you love from Sling. The collide of football pads. The squeak of shoes on a basketball court. The crack of the bat on a home run. The slice of skates cutting across the ice. But what about this one? That's the sound of all the sports you love, all at once. Starting at $40 a month, experience it all live with Sling. Sling.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
And now we'll look forward to Sunday, May 19th, a day in which we'll have a full slate of 15 games. My matchup of the day is Corbin Burns versus George Kirby. Two aces square off. There won't be many punch-outs here, but it's sure to be a low-scoring ball game. In terms of probable starters, our auto starts tier has four guys, including both Burns and Kirby. We've also got Yoshinobu Yamamoto versus the Reds and Aaron Nola versus the Nationals. Our probably starts tier has nine guys, and our questionable starts tier also has nine guys, and that's where we'll find our streamer of the day in Michael Lorenzen versus the Angels. Lorenzen can be hit or miss, but he has a good chance against a lineup that isn't intimidating without Mike Trout. I'd also keep an eye out for Alek Manoah versus the Rays. Streaming Manoah is for the most desperate of Sundays, but he didn't allow an earned run across seven frames in his last start, and maybe this is the start he rediscovers the magic from his 2022 campaign. In terms of hitter suggestions, I'd go with Mets hitters versus Sixto Sanchez. Sixto has not succeeded as a starter this year, and Mets batters could take advantage of him today. And now we'll close things out with our relievers to watch. Both Hector Neris and Mark Leiter Jr. have pitched on back-to-back days, so Tyson Miller and Ben Brown are the likeliest candidates to vulture a save. But that'll do it for today's episode of the First Pitch Podcast. Make sure to head on over to pitcherlist.com to check out all of the great articles and features we have on the site. Join PL Pro to gain access to the Discord to interact with Pitcherlist staff and members of the community, as well as to utilize the in-season tools to help you win your leagues. That'll wrap up this edition of the podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at Jake Crumpler. Tune in tomorrow and every day for a new installment of the podcast. Bubba will be back with you on Monday and throughout the week. And make sure to enjoy the day as we are blessed with another day of baseball.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.
Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, a Foxaloner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease, plus it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, 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 go!
With Erleada, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erleada is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erleada may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erleada can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erleada is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erleada.com. CP43-9267-V1.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Head to White Castle for 12 crispy all-white meat chicken rings for just $3.99. For a limited time, choose from Classic, Hidden Valley Ranch, or our new Smoky Barbecue flavor, and take home 12 chicken rings for just $3.99. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.